Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, even you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby.
It'll all right, guys, Still Game has come to an end.
When you rooster
and we're not long. We're not long, just finished watching the final episode. And Jordan, pull yourself together, man. Pull yourself together.
I'm no a pair of curtains.
What?
I'm no a pair of curtains.
Not a pair of curtains.
Can't I pull myself together?
I don't think curtains can even pull themselves together.
That's true.
There's always someone with a string. Aye. So, Still Game. unlike Jordan's curtains, Still Game has ridden off into the sunset as Jordan's curtains remain firmly in place. Listen to us talking about fucking curtains. That was you. That was you.
Mate, I just opened the door.
Still Game, and here we are talking about fucking curtains.
I opened the door, you walked through it.
I don't know, Still Game. Finished. It's pan breed, just like the characters. Spoiler alert. So that was quite something. It was a beautiful little poetic send-off at the end. I don't think they could have called it anything. Why do I always say stupid shit? They could have called it anything. You know, they could have called it anything. I don't think they could have done it any other better way than how they done it. How did you feel towards that episode and in general, just that episode?
Do you know the episode a whole is? Oh, sorry, the episode a whole. The episode on the
See,
whole.
See, you've got me.
I know, and it's rubbing off. That episode on the whole was 100% probably the best episode in the last two series. I thought it was the funniest. I laughed a good number of times, and there's so much I wanted to say about it, but aye, it was a belter.
It was good. I liked how, obviously, everybody listening here has obviously seen it. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to it, because that's just your fault if you get spoilers. But I think it was a very classy way for them all to kind of go out. And it really hits home, because when you're watching that scene, or when I was watching that scene, it really felt like... So here's characters that we've grown up with and we spoke about previously for the BBC, and they did not air our shit. So I come and film this stuff for us and then sign these release forms and then we will not air it.
Don't be bitter about it, man. It's just things happen.
I'm not bitter. One day I might just say to you, Jordan, any chance you can phone me at this time? And then when you phone me, I'll just no answer. Again, because it's the same kind of shit.
That's a good analogy. Why? I like it.
for me, like we were talking about previously, that no one will ever see now. Maybe we'll release it on here. We spoke about how Jack and Victor and the gang have been in our home since, you know, for me, I was really young, probably too young to watch it when I started watching it. And now it's all over. All those characters and all those great episodes with all the banter, it's away. And right. For me, when I was watching it, not only was it sad to see all our beloved characters disappear and realise, well, wait a minute, this is the end. Naturally, it's just the end, and the end has to come. But it makes you think about your own self, your own family, your own grandparents. And you've seen Jack and Victor and the gang be more than grandparents, more than old codgers. You've seen them, you know, being themselves, being the people that they are, rather than just old age pensioners. You've seen them for this long being something, and for them just to not exist, it's just a hard concept to realise that, wait a minute, we do grow old and we one day will not be here, just as Jack and Victor is, you know, just as our grandparents are and their grandparents before them. The generation moves along, you know.
Yep.
And it was difficult.
Right, you obviously you put a couple of comments online, just on your own personal page, like, Still Game, sad face and all that. did you genuinely shed a tear? Or were you just like, ah, oh, that's a bit grim?
There was hair in that in my eye. I mean, I couldn't tell, like, it was sair. But I didn't agree.
Like, truthfully, man, this is for... You need to be truthful here.
It was a sad time. My eyes were wet. Had water in them.
My eyes were wet.
There was wet in my eye. I never said that I was crying. I just said there was wet in my eye. I could have just came out of the shower.
That is true. Because most days watch TV in the shower.
See? These days you just never know.
Yeah. Well, I did. It was a hard one. Like, hang on, you told me. You never spoiled it for me. You meant, oh, mate, still game, sad face. But we spoke about it in the last episode. Like, I knew that they were going to kill people off. I said they're going to need to kill at least one main character. I say kill. I don't mean kill. I think one main character has to die for the show to be over. But the way they done it was just amazing. Your turn.
My turn. I'll let Jordan compose himself. He's finding it difficult to talk, so we'll get from A to B and Jordan can commence. So, like I said about Still Game, it's one of those shows that there's a lot of life lessons in it, in every single show. I know that the guys at the BBC had said, one of the guys made a comment about how that episode where Victor rekindled with his son, after them, not, you know, for so long not really speaking,
aye,
that he spoke to a barber, and so many people in his barber shop had said to him, to the barber, that they phoned their sons after watching that show. You know,
yeah,
it's such a real, and why it relates to us even so much more is we're Scottish, we get the banter, we get the community, the sense of everything that goes along with Still Game, we've seen in one form or another, and we felt, and we kind of connect to that on the show as it is, because it's real to us, you know what I mean? It's very, very real. Everybody knows someone like someone on that show. We can relate them to a character and their different personalities, and to kind of just see them fade away at the end, like they do in Avengers, in the Avengers movie, to just kind of see them fade away into nothing.
Yeah,
it's hard, but at the end of the day, it's the natural order, and it was a happy occasion, you know.
Oh, what do you call it, happy? Like,
well, it was nice. And do you know what I really, really liked is the part right at the end where the so Jack is looking up at Ben Nevis and he says, "Nice
Ben,
day for a
Ben
great
Lomond."
Ascension. Ben Lomond. See, we're doing what they do. You just victored me. I was Jack right there. You've just done it. Right, exactly what I was about to comment on, right? So Jack says, it's a great day for a dissension. And Victor laughs and he goes, huh, ascension, Jack. And he's like, what does that say? And he goes, it doesn't matter, right? When it's all said and done. And then when they're walking up that final walk they take, Victor says to Jack, should we not let them know where we went? And Jack turns and says, no, they'll know where we went.
Right,
they'll know where we are. And that was for us, that was the audience.
Do you think
they'll know where we are?
Do you think they died on that walk? Or do you think that was just...
No, that was just... I think what happened there is we're Still Game... It's like Still Game will bring... And this ties in to where... This is what I got from it. To the Bobby scene, right at the end. Right?
Whenever you see the Bobby scene, it just... I see something else in my mind.
Yeah, right, but what
Troy the Gardener, right,
is Jack and Victor leave us at Ben Lomond, right? Mm-hmm. Us, the viewing audience, at Ben Lomond, and they say they'll know where we went, right? Saying they'll know this is us, this is our time to go, right?
Aye.
When they walk away, there's a time between them walking away to when they die to when we meet Bobby back at the pub, because when the camera goes back to the pub, Bobby says, look who it is, right, with a smile on his face. It's us. We were left at Ben Lomond, right? And that time between is the gap where they've all died individually.
Oh, I know that. I was just.
And then us as the audience, we go back into the Klansman and Bobby's old, and it's us, the viewing audience, where he says, look who it is, isn't he? You know? And he's all old.
Old Bobby.
Old Bobby.
We're like, right, okay, they'll know where we've went, and then they fade away. But remember, there was a weather forecast saying that the weather was supposed to turn. So I'm wondering if they two did go that day, and that was how, that was why they all started fading away at that point.
Well, you never know. I wouldn't believe they went up there and died together. I mean, it would have been quite cool, but if that had happened, I think they would have made us aware of it in some way or fashion. I think just as the song starts to play, they're saying about how they'll not be here anymore, or with Bob Dylan's song.
Or maybe it was just to get everybody talking about it. You decide for yourself.
A lot of it is that, I think. A lot of it is you allow yourself. I mean, who did Bobby say? You know, well, if it is, you know, look who it is, isn't he? You know?
Aye.
I think it's the audience, because the camera going through Craig Lang and showing you all our favourite characters, along with Mina for the first time seeing her face. I knew that was going to happen.
She was gorgeous, eh?
Aye. No wonder she had her back to us for the whole fucking 9 seasons.
Do you know what she looked like to me? This is going to sound really bad. Remember in Beetlejuice when Alec Baldwin fucks his face up? Name.
A very young Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, very. Like, to the point where people forget that it was Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, I know. Scary, huh?
Yeah.
Scary.
I think that's why they did it that way. I think we get to decide for ourselves what happened to everybody. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Tam probably died trying to get 5 pence out of a fucking drain, fell in and drowned.
Eyes are being nosy as shit, crossing the road at the wrong time. You know, Naveed carrying boxes.
That whole thing with Naveed and Eyes was class.
It was beautiful. Eh? She's an angel. It was very nice. And it kind of solidifies, you know, everybody rips piss at each other, but they love each other at the end of the day. It's a happy medium.
Yep.
Aye. You finding this hard, Jordan?
No.
Just a wee bit. Just a wee bit. You know, I seen something written on social media, and it was, don't be sad that it's ended, be happy that it happened. And that's absolutely true. We've got, you know, 9 seasons on DVD now to go back and just bask in the glory of Still Game. But I think it's the same effect as Toy Story. What it means to us as individuals is the fact that, you know, we grew up with this. And when something like that ends, a part of us and a part of where we are in life, it's like closing a chapter of where we were and where we are in life. You know, when I first watched Toy Story 3 and Andy gave his toys away, I'm like, oh shit, I'm Andy. I'm Andy. There was a time I used to play with my toys, but not anymore. Right? I'm Andy, you know? And I think with Still Game, it's one of those things. We've just always loved the fact that it was there. We've always looked forward to seeing the characters for each individual quality they brought to the show. And then when it's gone, you know, a part of you goes away, eh?
Aye, definitely. What the fuck?
Jordan's a nervous wreck.
Cut it for a sec.
You all good?
Do you know? I think the this isn't even a bit Still Game.
Yeah, hey, and it doesn't even have to be, because, like I said, it's about something much more than just a TV show.
Ah, I'm gonna need a minute. Ah, fucking hell.
Take your time, man. Take your time.
Such a fag.
No, no. Do you have something that relates to the show?
Well, aye. But it's just about getting older.
Absolutely.
I think it's like, I kind of want this to be in, but I don't. I think what you can do, mate, is just pick and choose what bits to use. I think it's not just about still game finishing. It kind of makes you look at your own shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fucking hell.
Jesus.
Obviously, like I say, just take your bits and pieces for this.
Hey, so this is a natural show, man. Everybody that's listening to you right now probably feels the exact same as what you do. Everybody listening to this feels the exact same as you do in some form or another. You know, so it doesn't hurt to relate.
This is hopeless, man.
It's not. For the first time on the Jibber Jabber podcast, Jordan is lost for words. Is there a statement you'd like to make about Still Game that would be beneficial to this episode? And I know there is.
I fucking hope so. Eventually.
No, there's a really good statement that you made good light of when we started filming for the BBC. And it was a lot to do with the fact that Still Game made you look at your own family differently when you were out for the first time. Yeah.
Absolutely. This is all sniffly. it's like a wee window into what life actually is. And it was actually, funnily enough, it was just seeing Bobby getting old. It was like, fuck, we all get old. We're all going to just get old and look back at our life and either go, aye, that was great, or that was shitty.
Absolutely.
Stop it!
If we can take one thing away from the show, at least... based on what you just said there, when we look at Bobby, is we should take every day and make it a day.
Look at Bobby.
Look at Bobby. We should spend more days looking at Bobby. That way, when we do look back at our life, when we look back on our life, we'll know, hey, not one day passed and I didn't look at Bobby. But in all seriousness, if anything, a good thing to take away, a wee nugget to take away from the final episode of Still Game, is make sure you live the life that you want to look back at and say, right, that's what I lived. Because when you do get to that age, that's all you'll have, is that.
Aye. I mean, that was... I'll get there. That was the whole thing about going up in a moment. Give me a second. I'm not even getting anywhere. I might even fucking clear my throat. That was their whole thing about going up Ben Lomond, was they kept saying, nah, we'll date next year. And then, might not be here next year, Jack. Fucking probably no. It was like, shut up, of course we'll be here, but you never know.
Yeah.
I might dare Anton Yelchin go at the front and get run over by me and Carr at some point. you never know when you might just
definitely wasn't laughing at that. Like, I wasn't laughing at that. It's just the way you said it.
You never know when your number's up and.
Pardon me, fuck's sake, this is a nightmare episode, man. I'm giving you so much editing to do.
No, hey, this is as natural as it gets, man.
This is unnatural.
For the record, this is not our usual jibber jabber episode. This is just a nice wee half hour farewell to Still Game. Just a wee recap of how we feel about the show ending, because we know that a lot of people feel the same as us, and it's good to talk about it and to listen to it. And on that note as well, if anybody in the Jibber Jabber, after listening to this show, wants to comment and tell us how they felt about the show ending, then they should definitely go ahead and do that. Another thing, we asked earlier on the Jibber Jabber community page and on Instagram and everywhere else, if people could just kind of tell us what Still Game meant to them and how they found the final episode. So I'm just going to read a couple out. So Jack Logan said, perfect ending to a perfect show. Even though season 9 wasn't that strong, last episode was amazing. Yep. I agree with that fully. The last episode really was poetry, yeah?
Totally. See when he took that pint glass and rammed it into Winston's good leg.
I knew it was coming.
It was class.
It was great. Do you know what? But I really loved. I really loved. It had me howling.
You're coming back to bed.
Yeah, hang on, you can just tell that Shug was like, oh, fuck, this is where I've ended up. I'm on holiday, pump me to...
Oh, got a holiday.
Loved it. My brother from another mother, Todd Forrest, said, that last image of Bobby was absolutely perfect. Really wasn't expecting it to end as well as it did. And I totally agree with that. No one expected it to be as good. We knew it was going to be good, and we knew they'd pull it out the bag, but didn't really expect it to be as good as it was, eh?
I mean, like I said, it just reminds us that all our Bobbies are going to get old.
Aye, absolutely. It's just life, eh? It's just natural, you know, it's natural progression. And when Still Game started, you never really had that in your mind that this day would come, eh? And it's like life. You don't really think about the end until the end is there, eh? Until you're seeing it with your own eyes.
Right.
At that, that point where it's always going to happen. On Instagram, Tommy Black said it was an amazing ending. And like I says, we agree. Along with several other shows, Still Game will forever now have that show that was amazing. It went away, it came back, it was there. We enjoyed it. Maybe you'll never. It's never a band when they reform. Never as good as they were when they were in their prime, you know. But we still appreciate it for what it is. And the ending was one of those happy endings. Just one of those endings that we can all really. They gave us an ending based on how we felt. They knew how we'd feel about that ending, and it was dignity, you know. They didn't have to go and. They didn't have to die horribly. There was no mourning. There was no mourning. It was just, here's your show. Here's these characters you love. And just remember, they're old. And they'll not always be here. And that is the ending of Still Game. You know?
Absolutely.
And I just thought, for Jack, like my favourite part right towards the end, is just before Bob Dylan starts playing. And they're walking up and he's just saying, we will not tell them so they know where we went. They'll know where we went. And as they walk away and disappear, they'll know where we went. That's us. They're talking about us, the audience. They will know where we went when they disappear. Yep. And I just thought, it's fucking poetry, man. It's beautiful.
Aye. And I liked how they did actually remind us that Isa, although she's a nosy bastard, she was a lovely woman.
Aye, absolutely. Because in every episode, they're always forever like, oh, fuck, it's Isa. Oh, fuck, it's Isa. Isa, you nosy cow.
She was that much a nice person. Even the guy that worked for the charity was like, oh, fuck, here she comes.
Boys!
My favourite part in that, right, and I was pissing myself, she's like, she was talking about how she was saving animals, and then she goes like this, any road! For some reason, that it just fucking tickled me. Any road, like, here, I've done spieling, so let's get on to it. And the guy's just like, fuck this. The thing I love about the Isa dynamic is even, and you can see it all the way through still game, yeah, they get fed up with her, but the minute she needs something, the minute somebody's taking the piss out of her, they all rally up and they're like, back off, you spooky bitch. You know what I mean? They're always there.
Aye.
They're always there for her. And they were always there for each other.
Aye. I'll never forget when they shoved the broom handle up Harry's arse. Remember that?
Aye. It was amazing. It's just one of those things, isn't it? We identify so much with these characters and our own friendships in life. And everything. You know, these guys have been part of our families. This is what our families sat down to watch. Nice, amazing Scottish humour with the banter. And all these characters we've grown to love over the years. And just to see them finally just disappear as is, you know, it's just... It was hard to take. I actually had a dream about it last night. I had a dream about it. I did. I dreamt about them all dying. And I was like... No, Isa, no. Don't go, Isa. No, any road. I better get moving. And I just thought, I was just trying to cling on for dear life to these characters, right? But then when I woke up, I was like, man, that sucked. But then I remembered, well, I can come into my wee man cave here and go into my DVD collection, and there they all are, waiting on me, you know? And right. Again, another thing that's significant about that is, you'll always have your pictures and your memories of people.
Do you know? It's funny though. Like, as soon as somebody dies in a show or a film or a sequel of a film, like, you watch the original one, you go like, he dies later, mm-hmm. or she dies later.
Yeah.
And it changes the way you look at them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fondly.
Aye, like even Adrian and Rocky, who, yeah. by the way, for the most part was like, well, it's Adrian. Aye, yeah. loves Adrian and all that. But then mm-hmm. when she died, it was like, fucking hell, Adrian's dead. And then you watch Rocky 2 and you go, she's going to die. It's brutal.
Yeah, and then you get to Creed and Polly's gone.
Polly.
Yeah.
He was a dick. He was a dick anyway.
Aye, was a bit of a dick, but he was Rocky's dick, you know?
He was Rocky's Bobby.
I got there before you.
I think we made it at the same time there, man. We both spoke about Bobby at the same time.
Possible. So is there any more you'd like to add on the Still Game finale?
Probably aye, but I don't think I'd manage to say it without bubbling like a wee bitch. I don't know, man. Like, I had no idea I was going to feel this way when I started talking about it.
Well, that's just it. That's just what happens when you engage with other human beings, man. You talk about certain things that bring you together and common interests, and it just kind of spirals from there, doesn't it?
Aye. I think, I mean, we said this was going to be a half-hour episode, so we're at a half-hour now, but by the time that Kevin cuts out all my greeting, we'll probably be doing it about 3.5 minutes.
So. The best part is he thinks I'm cutting out all his greeting.
You fucking better boy.
I don't know, like...
That's a lot of dead air if you leave it in, like... It's just me but going.
It's not dead air, man. It's not dead air.
But it's not about the show as such. It's
the show ignites a flame. It ignites something in you that you relate to your own self.
That's the one.
Yeah, and I suppose that's when writing's done, right? That's when. Something that's good TV, or a good story, a good book, a good movie, a good song. A song, for me, a really good song is a song where you listen to it and it automatically transports you back to a time when you first heard that song, and you almost feel like you were that age at that exact same place in your life, you know. And I think those are the golden things you got to look out for in life. Those kind of things.
Yeah. There.
I'm
going to clear my nose for a second. Well, no need for supper now, eh?
You've got powerful stuff to say about Still Game that you haven't said on this show that I'm going to leave the floor open and finishing for you to say, right? The floor is yours to talk about it. Leave our audience with something to take away and something that you've given them based on how you feel. Put it into one ball and give it to them. A golden nugget, so to speak.
It'll take a minute. It's just fucking ridiculous, man.
It's like a computer game that Jordan can't beat the big boss.
The difference is with a computer game, I could not give a fuck.
Could not give a fuck. Not even half a fuck. What to say?
Well, tell us. Tell us what you take away from, like, your last 17 years of watching Still Game, right? As Still Game, the show, and not part of Chewing the Fat. Tell the audience what you've taken away from the full 17 years of Still Game, and at the end of the final season, what you learned and what you're going to take with you that Still Game's given you.
Well, the first thing is, don't let somebody that drinks Bidouri take a shit in your house. The second thing is, go and visit your grandparents.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going actually next week to visit mine.
Ah, you've still got them? Oh, this is fucking horrendous. Wow.
The floor is yours, Squire. We can't end this show until you give them something.
Nah, that was it. Go and visit your grandparents.
Because?
Because they'll die. Well, they will. They'll die. And then you'll go, I should have visited them when Jordan told me. visit them.
Absolutely.
Because fuck's sake. Maybe you try this again. Old people are only old on the outside.
Yeah.
Unless they've got dementia. But they've got dementia, they're proper fucked. Like, but old people were young, and they do stay young on the inside. And fucking hell. I don't think we should do this ever again.
Well, watch the final episode of Still Game. Good job for you that that was the last one.
No, I don't think we should talk about it. Fucking hell. Don't give me the floor. This isn't a podcast, man. This is a therapy session.
There's me all tongue-tied. I've been pressing you to get a golden nugget out of you, something valuable for the audience to listen and say, right, you know what, that's inspired me to definitely go and see my grandparents, because what Jordan said resonated with me, and it's in there. But, you know, I'm a patient man, and I feel how you feel, mate.
I say... it's a stark reminder that nothing lasts forever, even though you think it might. Just don't take people for granted. Don't take people for granted. They're not always going to be there. Fuck, this is hard. I'm sorry if you wanted to listen to Jibber Jabber to get a wee kind of a wee pick me up. It's not happening. So, yeah. Do the right thing, and old people aren't as annoying as you think they are. And just do what's right. Remember that these people are people, and they're not just folk in your life, because they won't always be there.
So this concludes our Still Game episode here. A wee farewell to Still Game. No, we're all good. So Jordan's sobbing, and I can't fucking stop talking in tongues. But I'm not going to rip the piss at you, man. Not this time.
Nah, see, it's not even about the show. It's deeper than that.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, and that's fine, because, you know, we're only human. And like I said previous in this show, that, you know, when something resonates with you and hits close to home, you know, those are the most powerful written things. That's when something really means something, be it a song, a story, or a TV show, you know. If it can resonate with you and connect with you, that's what we need, more of that stuff in the world.
Yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, you see the shit that comes out now, like Pretty Little Liars, and you go, we need another Still Game.
Yes. You know, and the floor is open now for two budding podcasters to take the world by storm and replace what was once Scottish fucking gold. So you never quite know what's gonna rise next from the ashes of Still Game. But one thing's for sure, we're looking forward to it. So within closing, I'd just like to say that there's no ads in this episode, because this is purely just a episode in respect to Still Game, for pure respect to Still Game. Thanks to everybody that's part of Still Game, that's ever worked on Still Game and done their
best.
Say
Still Game a wee bit more.
Still Game, Still Game, Still Game. Still motherfucking game. Any road! yeah, fucking thanks to all the guys that made Still Game, because it's been the fucking staple point in everybody's life for the last 17 years, and it's been absolutely fucking amazing. And if you're listening to this, make sure you phone that person that you used to be friends with and you're not quite got that childhood friendship anymore because of whatever happened between you and his missus, and let's not fucking talk about that. Like.
Do you know, I actually tried to do that maybe a month ago.
Yeah,
I was quite kind of, I was being quite nostalgic, and I thought, I'm going to phone my old pal, and he answered the phone, but I could tell he was out some kind of night out.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't really hear much from the other side, and the call disconnected, and then I just texted him saying, "Hi mate, I did mean to call you there, that wasn't an accident." And then I never heard back from him. I was like, you know what? Childhood friendships are fucking meaningless.
it's
old age friendships are the ones that matter.
Aye, absolutely. Absolutely. So make sure to phone the people that you love. Make sure to take care of the ones that you do. Go see the ones that you don't. And we shall see you on the next fucking episode, my motherfucker. I don't know why I got all ghetto at the end there. But
yeah, a few little... at least one announcement to make on the next episode, so
yes.
Yay.
Yeah, boy.
And I'm sorry for anybody that wanted a wee pick me up be listening to this episode, you're not fucking getting it, because I was crying like a baby.
You a but bitch, you a bitch.
Here's something that'll, here's something that'll cheer us all up, ready?
Go for it.
You know the best thing about having leftover helium is?
What?
You can do this on a podcast.
Before we hit to the credits, go and take another suck and do the method on Mick laugh.
Okay.
Sucking helium, Jordan is.
Ha ha.